Tom's our head coach, Tom Surnham. He will make a statement of the match, and then we'll go to the questions. We'll let the media from Surnham go first, and then you guys can take it over. Coach Mensah.
Yes, thank you. Good evening. Clear. The quality of Canada compared to our qualities are much higher. If you could see it over two games, of all the two matches, in dominating in possession, but also dominating in no possession. Things went too fast for us. And it's not that I still want to keep my team, giving a big compliment, because you don't see much teams press you like this in the world and in top football. And when things go too fast for you, you get confused and you make wrong decisions or no decisions. And that you could see today, things went too fast. The way they pressed us, the tempo, the intensity was too fast for us. And okay, we are not there yet. But again, it's a good lesson that we have to play on a higher intensity, because some teams, like Canada, play in that intensity. Congratulations to Canada. They deserved it, and it was clear. And I wish them good luck in the Gold Cup, and hopefully we see each other next year, June.
Thank you, Coach. Is that?
Coach, ik ga het in Nederlands stellen, is voor audience. Over twee wedstrijden gezien, wat is, hoe kijkt u over deze twee wedstrijden naar Canada en naar ons eigen team?
Ja.
En wat ging deze keer anders, de tweede wedstrijd?
Ja, over twee wedstrijden gezien is Canada gewoon de betere ploeg gebleken. Als ik kijk naar de eerste wedstrijd, kwamen we niet onder hun druk vandaan. En kwamen zij heel makkelijk tussen onze linies te spelen. En dan verandert het in de rust. En dan heb je meer controle, verdedigend. En dan loer je op de counter. En dan denk je vandaag, dat ga ik dan ook zo. Ik ga zo beginnen, hè, vanuit die controle, vanuit die tweede wedstrijd. Of tweede helft. Ja, en blijkt dat ze daar ook gewoon een tandje bovenop doen. Dan kom je heel weinig in balbezit. En loop je alleen achter de bal aan. Dan zeg je van oké, ik ga gewoon weer met vier man achterin spelen. Dan kom je iets meer in balbezit te voetballen. Maar dan geef je ook weer ruimte tussen de linies weg. Dus zij zijn veel verder dan wij zijn. In veel vlakken. Snelheid, intensiteit. Maar ook kwaliteit, fysiek zijn zij veel verder. Het is geen schande om van Canada te verliezen met 3-0 en met 0-1. Zij zijn veel verder dan wij zijn op dit moment.
Op social media vraagt men zich af waarom de wisselspelers zo laat erin kwamen.
Wanneer? Vandaag? Of,
vandaag, met name de Adibu en
ja, maar,
de
ja, ik verlies liever met 3-0 van Canada dan met... Dan met 5 of 6-0. Ik probeer de schade zo beperkt mogelijk te houden. En ik wil wel graag mensen een kans geven of wat minuten geven. Maar voor mij belangrijk is dat we niet de boel opengooien en hier met 5, 6-0 verliezen. Dat was de reden. Ik probeerde wel gewoon het elftal in zoveel mogelijk en zo lang mogelijk intact te houden. Om de schade beperkt te houden.
De laatste vraag. Wat is de belangrijkste les?
Ja, dat de intensiteit hoger moet bij ons. Maar daar kunnen we niet veel aan doen. Deze jongens spelen bij Porto, bij Lille en die spelen 90 minuten. Bij ons spelen ze op het middenveld in Zweden en ze spelen niet altijd. Maar ondanks dat moeten wij toch een hoger niveau gaan halen. En misschien ook met andere spelers, want... Je redt het niet als je alleen maar met spelers speelt of met te veel spelers speelt die, ja, die, die, wekelijks maar 45 minuten spelen of 15 minuten spelen. Daar red je het niet mee.
Oké. Okay. Let's go to a question. Please give your name and the company you're working for. I really appreciate that. Who can go first?
Go. Yeah, me. Okay. Robin Glover, Rocket Robin Soccer in Toronto. And you guys were up here wearing parkas. You may never have to wear them again in qualifying because of Canada and the U.S., the only places that get cold. They're hosts. So playing, did the weather affect the team at all? I guess some of them play in Europe, but did it have some effect or the slippery field?
No, that was not the issue because I think 99 or 95% of our players play in Europe, so they are used to that, the climate, so that was not the issue.
Okay.
Okay, next.
Nicholas Bruce from PSP Media. In 2019, Suriname introduced a sports passport program to get more players to come to the national team. Tell us about the impact of that.
The impact is that we could qualify now for the quarterfinals of the Nations League to play against Canada, and that the level is increasing. But still not enough to compete with Canada. But that's what we are trying to do now. That to increase the level with players, we call it diaspora players. But what I just spoke in Dutch, we need players who play regularly 90 minutes. And now we have too many players who are playing 15, 20 minutes on a good level, but still it's difficult to compete against players who are playing in Porto or Lille weekly 90 minutes. They will be more physically. That's one part. The other part is that it's much easier to make a team of players who are playing weekly 90 minutes. It will need more time if they don't play 90 minutes weekly, and Canada is much further than we are. When they started, I think 10, 15 years ago, we were still without the players from Holland, only with local players. Now we try to start to walk the way Canada walked and is walking.
And just as a follow-up, have you reached out to Justin Clapper?
Yeah, we thought about a lot of players. Of course, in Holland there are a lot of players with Suriname roots who could play for Suriname. The only thing is they have to choose to play for Suriname with a sport passport. And some of them think they still can play for Holland, so they're still waiting. And I think Justin Kluivert just played this week for Holland, so he can't play anymore for us, as far as I know. So that's also a part that we are dealing with. Players want to play for Suriname. They have to make a choice and take the passport. And yeah, Suriname is still a small football country, and so they. I can imagine that they say, okay, let's wait for the big country, Holland. Maybe I get a chance there instead of choosing for a small country. What is building up and building up to become a better country in football and soccer.
Question more? Yes, more.
Hugh Bashir from Hockey Sports. I want to ask about how you feel about the World Cup qualifying, the two big games coming with El Salvador and Puerto Rico, and how you feel these two games with Canada could prepare yourself for those two.
Well, I hope and I'm sure that those two countries are not the level of Canada, so we want to prepare ourselves on this level. We want to go to this level, and it will take time, but every step we make, we will improve, and every step we make will make us better to compete against countries like Canada, but also countries like El Salvador and Puerto Rico. I think, well, before we started against Canada, for me it was question, how far are we? They are kind of 35 on the world ranking. We are 136. I don't think the gap is so big. The gap is big in way of playing, yes. But I think we can compete with the teams from between 75 and 100, for sure. But Canada is still one level too high for us. Oh, next level.
Other question more? All right, I want to thank you much for your time.
You're welcome.